From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this is Jazz Alive. I'm Billy Taylor, welcoming you to the Pittsburgh Jazz Seminar, featuring workshops by trumpeter Woody Shaw.
It almost becomes like ESP when you really check out a very tight together group. You know, for instance, if you ever seen John Coltrane's group with McCoy Tyner or with Miles or any of the good groups, you know, it's a very highly communicable music. You know what I mean? So a lot of magic happens up there.
Drummer Kenny Clark.
The drums is really the foundation of any band or combination or orchestra, whatever you want.
Tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon.
In answer to your question, did I always know that I was going to be a great jazz artist? I said yes.
Concert by all three players on stage together with reed man Nathan Davis, vibraphonist Terry Pollard, pianist Mike Longo, and bassist Abraham Laboriel. The Pittsburgh Jazz Seminar here at the University of Pittsburgh is an annual event that first got underway in 1969. The tradition has been one of afternoon jazz workshops followed by an evening concert at the Carnegie Music Hall, featuring the workshop leaders and other guests performing together in impromptu sessions. Because of their interest in passing on their knowledge and experience to younger musicians and students, many great jazz artists have lectured and demonstrated their musical concepts to enthusiastic audiences. In recent years, Sonny Stitt, Clark Terry, Max Roach, Sonny Rollins, Elvin Jones, and Jackie Byard have been among the giants who have performed. This year's seminar was perhaps more historic than most because it marked the return of two legendary jazz figures, Kenny Clark and Dexter Gordon, coupled with one of the most brilliant young trumpeters in the field today, Woody Shaw. In recognition of the continuing contributions of these highly respected players, this event is being called The Return of the Masters. The seminar's creator, organizer, and leader is Dr. Nathan Davis, a multi-reed man, composer, and professor of ethnomusicology here at the university. The young and energetic Davis played extensively in Europe with Kenny Clark, Donald Byrd, and Eric Dolphy before joining the faculty at the University of Pittsburgh in 1969. He talks about the creation of the seminars with Dave Fabilli.
We actually got started when I first came here in 1969. Two musicians that I had previously played with in Europe, Art Blakey and Don Bias, were in town playing at a local club in Pittsburgh here called the Crawford Grill. And I went down, I rarely sit in because when I go to a club I like to listen to the artists, you know. But I went in just for old time's sake and played a couple of numbers with Art. And got the idea to have them come up and talk to the students at the University of Pittsburgh. Well, they came up and I succeeded in getting them a small honorarium. And that actually started out the jazz seminar.
Nathan Davis. The afternoon workshops are held in the lower lounge of the University of Pittsburgh Student Union, and the only admission is that of a simple interest in the players and what they may have to say about the music. The first workshop presentation will be conducted by trumpeter-composer Woody Shaw. Woody is a sincere spokesman for the music with a strong sense of the jazz continuum. Since he first began to attract attention in the early 60s with reed man Eric Dolphy, he has worked extensively all around the United States and Europe with Kenny Clark, Bud Powell, Horace Silver, McCoy Tyner, and Art Blakey. An imaginative player of enduring energy, he leads his own ensembles, records for Columbia Records, and performs with his friend Dexter Gordon on many occasions. He can often be found sitting in with some of the more innovative groups in New York. And though he has obvious respect for his predecessors on the trumpet, Woody has developed his own style, and though he's still in his early 30s, he's emerging as one of the brightest composer arrangers on the scene today. Let's join him on the floor of the Student Union Lounge, where he's about to begin his seminar. Woody Shore.